Felix, F-E-L-I-X, Cannibal, C-A-N-A-B-A-L, 9-15-47. Today is 2-3-22, chief complaint, nausea, low blood pressure, dizziness, diarrhea, bloating. Patient is a 74-year-old gentleman with history of prostate cancer under care at MD Anderson, low sodium, history of anemia, hypogonadism, period. In the paragraph, patient states that when he was at the dentist's office, he felt faint, his blood pressure was low. And again, the other day, when he was at home, not doing anything, period. New paragraph, he has had history of low sodium in the past, and this needs to be rechecked today. Medication includes DDAVP, in parenthesis, desmopressin, DESMOPRESSIN, testosterone injection, which has been okayed with the folks at MD Anderson, where he's getting his prostate cancer treatment. Hycosamine, Flomax. Flomax he takes during the day, 2 per urologist. I told him to stop taking that during the day and take it at night. That could be causing his dizziness. Also, he takes Nexium, hycosamine, Cialis, B12, D3, iron, MVI, zinc, vitamin C, fish oil, and Citrusil. Review of system, weights up 4 pounds. He has had some dizziness. Bloating. Also, he takes a lot of vitamins, which I think may be contributing to this. No nausea except when he gets lightheaded, no vomiting, no diarrhea, no hematemesis, no meningitis, no history of seizure, has had recent CT of the head because of prostate cancer in the past. Allergy, no drug allergy, surgery, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, pituitary tube removal, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives with his wife of many years, owns a home health care and a hospice agency. Also in his past medical, put down history of IBS, status post-EGD, colonoscopy previously. Weights up 4 pounds, 202, 99, 97.9, 16, 55, 122 over 70. Heart positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to the skin shows, non-focal. Number one, this dizziness that he describes is classic with Flomax, especially since he takes 2 a day. He's going to take the Flomax 2 at bedtime instead of during the day. Next number, the blood pressure drop when this happens is somewhat interesting. Could it be a vasovagal? He definitely doesn't appear to have any seizures. He's had a CT of the head in the past. Check sodium, check blood work. This will be done today. Next number, avoid sudden movement. Next number, consider autonomic nervous system dysfunction. Next number, consider shy, SHY-Dragger, DRAGGER syndrome. Next number, reevaluate in 2 weeks. Next number, some of the bloating could be related to his vitamins. I told him to hold off on all the vitamins that he takes to see if that gets better. Next number, he also is taking probiotics, which he'll continue with. Next number, once again, change Flomax to bedtime. Next number's history of anemia. We'll recheck CBC. Next number's prostate cancer per folks at MD Anderson. Next number, fatty liver, mild. Next number's IBS. Hycosamine always helps. Next number, low sodium. Recheck today on DDVAP. No, DDAVP. David, apple, vinegar, Paul. Next number, finally discuss with patient. We'll go over the blood work with him as soon as available. Thank you.